Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahoney. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Dr. Ava is also a student national spokesperson for the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
And so to the Muslims, I warn you in the name of Allah, from 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 1st verse. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among us, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them. These Nicolaitans that are talked about in the book of Revelation, they are heretics. And what is a heretic? A heretic is one who teaches against the original moral teachings of the prophets. Well, God is saying to the mosque and to the believers, you see the wickedness that's going on. You saw when the Supreme Court knocked down the Marriage Act and okayed that it's all right for same-sex marriage. The church has agreed, many of them, with it. Government has agreed, and even our president has gone to Africa saying that we too should agree with same-sex marriage. This is heresy. This is that which has entered the church, entered the mosque, entered the synagogue. And while we dislike the practices of the Nicolaitans or the false teachers, the scripture says, yeah, but you have found favor with God by disliking their practices, but we must repent for our backsliding and go back to our first love. And what is the first love that we had? To the Jews, it is Moses. To the Christians, it is Jesus. To the Muslims, it is Prophet Muhammad. And to the Nation of Islam, it is both Prophet Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is our first love. So when you go back to your first love, the scripture says you're going back to the Alpha and the Omega. How is he Alpha and Omega? He's ending the world of evil and he's opening the door to the paradise of God. So we have to clean up our act. We have to clean up from listening to the inner Satan and the outer Satan as well.
The Elevated Places call-in number is 347-324-5091. Or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Elevated Places. Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan. This is the holy month of Ramadan for the members of the Muslim faith. And I greet everyone who is listening of whatever your faith in the words of peace, Assalamu alaikum. It is a great blessing to be back with you on this unique forum, Elevated Places, where we invite any and all comers to join in discussions of a high level, intellectually and spiritually high, as we just listened to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan an excerpt lifted from the series, The Time and What Must Be Done. And we heard him say that we see the wickedness going on around us. We know that Allah is ending the world of evil. But our war in this hour is with Satan, manifesting in two ways. We are struggling, beloved, against the inner Satan of self and the outer Satan who is working wickedness in the world. And we are all, each and every one of us, finding ourselves confronting with breaking the emotional attachment that we all have to the world that our slave masters manufactured, and the world that is in complete opposition to the will of God. Minister Farrakhan just referred to it as heresy. Heresy that preachers and teachers of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all the religions, that preachers and teachers and the faithful in these religions can yet stand, even up to the President of the United States who calls himself a Christian, and yet he can proclaim in Chicago and in Africa that he is in support of same-sex marriage. The Bible and the Quran are quite clear that Allah God created marriage to be an institution of the coming together of a male and a female, a man and a woman. And yet it is difficult to find preachers and teachers who will stand up on the books that they preach out of in their churches every Sunday, but they preach selective passages of Scripture that are safe, because money and status in the society is more important to them than preaching the truth. And so all they have to do is come out of the Scripture. None of us, beloved, wrote the Bible or the Quran. The Quran is a revealed book straight from Allah. It is Allah who condemns the coming together of two males and two females. This doesn't mean we hate anybody, but it means that we stand in submission to the will of the Creator. This is His universe, His planet, His solar system, not ours. And how do we know that God made this universe a place where it is only meant for a man and woman to come together? Because there is no such thing, and if there is, someone please call in and share with us the source. I have never heard of two men able to produce a baby. Not naturally. I don't know of any means by which two men can reproduce themselves. I know of no means by which two women can reproduce themselves. And so if you follow this idea of same-sex marriage to its logical conclusion, it could mean the end of humanity. If all of us decide that we want to live that life in opposition to the will of God. So I didn't mean to open up the show on a soapbox, but you heard clearly, and once Minister Farrakhan speaks, nobody needs to make it any clearer, because he just did. And so I just want to say to all of you that I'm really very angry and frustrated, frankly, over the George Zimmerman trial that we're going to talk about tonight. I am exceedingly upset. But yet I'm joyful, because whatever remaining Negroes in America believe that there is such a possibility as joining on and with white America and white and black merging together in harmony and peace, this trial is going to make it crystal clear that there is no such thing. And so I want to, first of all, welcome my esteemed brothers, my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, who is just traveling and moving about. I just had the pleasure of seeing him here in Chicago this past Sunday. He was in for a special event here. And, of course, our Elevated Places contributor and analyst, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, who are going to lift some of the burden of talking about what is going on in America at the moment as that one last single voice of truth and guidance speaks to us, the voice of Minister Louis Farrakhan, how Allah is backing him in so many ways, not the least of which by making manifest the reality of separation as the best and only solution to our problem here in America. And so I want to say to Brother Terrence and Brother Dr. Ridgely, Ramadan Mubarak, Assalamu Alaikum, and thank you all. It's great to be back together again.
Wa Alaikum Salaam. Good to be here.
All right.
Salaam Kareem.
Yes, sir. This is a blessed month. And what we're about to experience, brothers, with this verdict, only Allah knows, but we know one thing. They plan and Allah plans. And Allah is the best of planners. So before we get into more of a discussion of that great excerpt that Brother Bobby Muhammad on the Elevated Places team lifted and that Sister LaDonna Muhammad, our IT specialist, made possible for the listeners, I want to ask Brother Terrence if he could give us an update on things that are going on. Obviously, the Trayvon Martin is something we're going to discuss shortly, but I know you've been on the move, Brother Terrence, as always.
Well, you know, I honestly don't have much. I was excited, and I had a whole lot of things last week, especially for Brother Salam and Brother Louis, since I was in the city, the mighty, mighty city of Chicago. But what I will say, as I was in Chicago, we was blessed at our national training, martial arts training. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan came amongst giants, as we have Grandmaster Anthony from Chicago, who studied under Dr. Moses Powell. But Soki Little John, also chief student of Moses Powell, was there. And so we had all these great masters and martial artists. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that we should be scholars as well as warriors. And I bring that out as we remember the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaking on the showdown on the Rock Newman show. And the showdown is not necessarily physical, but it is we're in this battle in the sky with our minds and our thoughts. In a world, as you talked about, Sister Ava, that's contrary to God. So how are we building ourselves up to prepare for the war, prepare for the battle, as we are in this beautiful month of Ramadan, not only fasting from that which sustains life and from food, but gearing up in prayer, gearing up in our study of the word of Allah in the book of the Holy of the Muslims, the Holy Quran. So whatever is going on the outside, I think what the minister closed in that particular segment that we listened to is the time and what must be done for tonight, meaning we must fight and conquer the Satan within to be able to be prepared to deal with the one externally. So we know that proper preparation internally will help us defeat the enemy externally, because ultimately there is an enemy within and a real enemy without. And I think this Trayvon Martin case will really, as you said, help us to fight internally the Negro that is still lodged in ourselves that wants to hold on to a world that is gone, but we are looking at the remnants of a fading world, but we still have to fight internally on letting it go. As we are seeing the fight on the Voting Rights Act that is still on the table, as we still see that I hear that the governor of Texas is not going up for re-election, as our president talks about climate change, and we know that the Lord of the world is in control of the climate. There's an array of things going on, but I know right now we will tonight get into the Trayvon Martin case. But I do know that not only for Muslims, that all of us are at a point, and if you continue to watch the time and what must be done every Saturday at 6 Central, 7 p.m. Eastern of the minister, you will know what time it is and what must be done as the liar and the deceiver is being exposed, and you have to make a decision, what are you going to do now? And that's why for the last year or so, our theme, overall theme, is separation. And we're seeing the reasons why that will and is ultimately necessary.
That's right. Yes, sir. Dr. Ridgely,
how
are you, sir?
I'm great, and in particularly great because, you know, the devil scientists are bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which is a very dangerous thing, and I explain to you in a minute what I mean by that. But just recently, scientists in Amsterdam, Dr. Wim van Westerneen, have announced a new theory of how the moon was formed. And their theory now is that billions of years ago, they say 4.5 billion years ago, there was an explosion that went to the core of the Earth. And that explosion was like 40 billion Hiroshima bombs. And that explosion is what blew the moon away from the Earth. I think we've heard that before. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that Allah came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, taught him that 6 trillion years ago, the moon was blasted away from the earth with high explosives, placed into the earth at extreme depths by our grandfather Shabazz. Now, people like to make fun of the Muslims because of our beliefs, and we believe that God came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and gave us a lot of specific scientific information, including the making of the white race from that Satan part of us, that weak part of us, the brown germ, and about the earth being exploded by a black scientist named Shabazz 6 trillion years ago. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has warned us that when all doubt is removed concerning the teaching that he has brought, then the mercy is over. When there's no more doubt in the teachings that Master Farad Muhammad brought, and now the white man is bearing witness, he's bearing witness that through the DNA that the white race was made, began to be made exactly 6,600 years ago. Now he is bearing witness that the moon was a part of the earth and was blown away by an explosion. Then he is bearing witness as to his nature by condoning same-sex marriage. Therefore, there is no reason for us to stay with him. He has manifested himself to be exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that he is. Therefore, this is a dangerous time for us who are trying to hang around a little bit longer with Massa, who are afraid to leave the modern Egypt, the modern Babylon, to go for self and follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the economic blueprint brought to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're in a dangerous moment now when we see that they're going to let a man free who killed a black person outright, and yet we're still staying here. This is a dangerous time for those of us who want to delay in separation.
You know, that is beautiful. It's beautiful. that with all that has been made known to us, as you just laid out, and if we still choose to stay here and not even attempt to battle within self,
come on,
to break that final thread, that and for some of us it's down to a thread, a thin thread.
Come on.
But that little thin thread can be the difference between life and death. And we see in the Bible that Lot's wife turned around for one last look.
Right.
That's right.
And she was turned into a pillar of salt. And salt is a preservative. You know, it keeps things in the condition they are in. And so that's where many of us are. We're salt. We're gonna find ourselves frozen, and to the extent that we are experiencing in our personal lives, and I don't say you, I say we, listeners and callers and participants, we, to the extent that we're immobilized, and if we think about life right now, it probably feels that you can't get a grip on it, that no matter what you do, you organize this facet and then something else goes awry. And even compared to 10 years ago, you may feel, I don't feel as though I'm on top of my affairs as I once was. But that's because this world is going out.
Come on.
And Allah's will is not going to be compromised for any of us. It's just the time is up, and that's why you have a man on the internet talking to all of humanity, and he's the only voice saying nobody else is even talking about time, let alone what must be done in the time. Because from what source would one gain that knowledge unless it's a higher knowledge than the one that's here? And I appreciate that. You know, this Trayvon Martin case and the Zimmerman trial is a microcosm of study guide number 12 by Minister Louis Farrakhan, where he does an anatomy of racism. I'm a former prosecutor myself. I was in the DA's office in Queens, New York, for several years. Very effective. Had a very high win rate of convictions. I listened to this prosecutor today do closing arguments, and they were brilliant. His arguments were brilliant in their reasoning, in appealing to one's reasoning powers. He demonstrated, using the words out of Zimmerman's own mouth, continually playing audio and videotape of the defendant and what he said and his own self-contradictions, which they like to call inconsistent statements in the law. They're just lies.
Come on.
As the minister said, the lie and the liar. And he exposed Zimmerman and told the jury this was a man who profiled a 17-year-old boy, made a conscious decision to stalk him. And that decision came out of a mindset that the defendant revealed to all of us in the call to the 911 dispatcher. These effing punks, these a-holes, they always get away. That's the mindset. Murder 2 in Florida requires hate or spite. There's your hate and spite. Who's they? They always get away. In the interim, here's a man that, from his witnesses, proved in court that he's a wannabe cop who didn't, the police wouldn't even take his application because of credit issues. He studied criminal law. A black man lawyer taught a class in self-defense, spent days on the Stand Your Ground law. George Zimmerman got an A in Stand Your Ground. But he goes on Sean Hannity after the murder and tells Sean Hannity in an interview he never heard of the Stand Your Ground law.
Mm.
His best friend is, as my daughters say, BFF, who has already written his book. He gets up on the stand and says George told him a series of events that took place that night, every one of which contradicted what he told the police. At one point, the dispatcher tells him, asks him, as we all know, are you following him? He refers to Trayvon as the suspect.
Right.
Who are you to categorize him as a suspect?
Right.
But see, all of this is rooted in a society that is built on white supremacy and black inferiority. And I'm going to stop myself so I can go to the phones, because I'll end up talking 9 hours. And
y'all have to text me. Go ahead, lawyer.
Because this is an outrage. You know, white folks have been on CNN, and some of their Negro minions coming on CNN, HLN, MSNBC, and so on, in the wake of the closing arguments, which are not over, and said the prosecutor hasn't proved anything, they don't have a case, George Zimmerman needs to walk. These lawyers are revising the law in our face. Remember, Mr. Farrakhan said they make mischief by means of the law. And this is why all of us are wasting our time and our children's lives living with white folks, because you can be you can go to law school all day long. You can register to vote, as Brother Terrence just pointed out, do everything right to get to register to vote, and then they're going to strike down every protection that you have. And so the law is very clear, has always been from time immemorial, that the charging party has the burden of proof. In law, you are never required to prove a negative. You don't ever have to prove something did not happen. This is why the defendant can be silent. Because if you say, I ran over a person, I don't have to prove I didn't. You have to prove I did. Now, all of a sudden, all these white people are saying the prosecution is required to prove that George Zimmerman did not act in self-defense. George Zimmerman's lawyers have entered a defense of self-defense. Self-defense is what is called an affirmative defense. That means you have taken it upon yourself to take a proactive stance in the charge against you. You are saying, I did it. I did what you say I did, but I had to do it. Well, now you have the same burden that the prosecution has. So if you want to say you shot down a 17-year-old child in self-defense, you have to show that. And this is why Zimmerman produced a trainload of witnesses, most of whom are his friends and relatives. And so now you have judges, lawyers saying the prosecution failed to demonstrate that George Zimmerman acted in self-defense. And they have, one woman said, no evidence of manslaughter. What everybody's forgetting is the two essential elements of the crime were proven a year ago. You have a dead boy and a gun, and the person that fired the gun has already said they did it. You already have the homicide.
But there's something underneath all of this, Minister Ava.
Yes, sir.
And what's underneath all of this is that to prove murder, you have to have killed a human being.
Go ahead. Say it again.
And
well, that's it.
That's his own child here. Was Trayvon a human being, or was he just a nigger?
There it is. I mean, there it is. That's the essence of this whole case that we are going to have to make our people understand. Because they're going to be emotionally distraught when they don't get this murder to conviction. And the minister said the other day, I heard him say in a group that I was among, that black people are much more emotionally attached to Trayvon than they were to Rodney King. And look how they reacted to the Rodney King verdict.
That's right.
You see, and I mean, Dr. Rizzi, please, I mean, you hit it with laser precision. One of the problems I keep telling everybody who brings up to me, why didn't the prosecution do this? Why didn't they? You don't even have to be a lawyer to see they failed to do this. I said, because they are also white people. And if you all remember, I tell them, we had to have a national protest to get an arrest.
Come on.
Yeah, you got a medical examiner who sounds 90 million carat crazy. Who's sitting on the witness stand under cross imploding. Because he's saying, I don't remember nothing about the autopsy. I have to read from my notes. Well, you say, how could you not remember Trayvon Martin? Because, brothers and sisters, when he did the autopsy, it was what Dr. Rizzi said, a dead nigger.
That's right.
He did a bunch of autopsies before Trayvon, a bunch after him. Because remember, initially, they let George Zimmerman go. The police accepted his story. Had it not been for his parents' relentless push, and they took it to Al Sharpton, who used the power of his television and radio shows.
That's right.
They reached out to Benjamin Crump, the attorney who reached out to Al Sharpton, who used MSNBC and his radio program to bring this case to the attention of the world. But by that time, George Zimmerman had been let go without a toxicology. You do a blood test on the dead corpse and no blood test on the man that shot him. Because, as you said, Dr. Risley, the question is, do we have a homicide here? The dead organism is not human. White woman said on CNN, we have to determine, now listen to her words, lawyer, white lawyer, we have to determine in this case who the victim was.
Come on.
It reminds me of a narrative of a lynching where a bunch of a mob of white folks hung a young black female in Alabama at the turn of the century, and she was a domestic worker for this white woman, and when they came and told her that they had strung this young woman up and hung her, tortured her to death, her question was, oh really, what did she do?
Come on.
See, what could you do to deserve that?
Come on.
But we'll go to the phones, and the floor is open to Brother Terrence and Brother Dr. Rizzi and the callers, because we have to recognize what we're looking at. We have to make decisions in our own mind of whether we're ready to turn our back on a dying world or whether we want to go down with it. And the last time I heard, you know, when that Asiana Flight 214 crash landed in San Francisco the other day, what I saw was people getting out of Dodge. I didn't see nobody standing there saying, damn, I was in first class.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on.
I had made it. I don't know if I want to leave.
Come on now.
plane landed and lit up, they got
Come
us
on.
Out of there. They left luggage, purses.
That's right.
Passports. And we got to understand that's the situation we're in.
That's right.
Are you going to say, well, I just got a new Mercedes?
Come on.
I don't want to go. Man, I just moved in this house. I got season tickets to Six Flags.
Come on. Come on.
All of it.
Come on.
All of it. I mean, we're going to have to understand that this is the Titanic. This is Asiana Airlines. This is down.
This is America.
This is America. And she's going down in flames.
Going down.
And we don't even have even a hint of the power that it would take to undo it. It can't be undone. And so all we're being, the only choice we're being confronted with, we're not being given the option of saving her. I hope we don't think just because we stay that the Titanic will remain afloat.
Come on.
Because you can stay on it, but you're going to be at the bottom of the ocean, all of us.
That's right.
And so far, only the minister has chosen to get off.
That's right.
And it is his conquering of the Satan of self that has empowered him to take
That's
on
right.
the external Satan.
That's right.
Because he already overcame the Satan of self. So now
That's
he
right.
can get in the world Satan's face and say the truth that he's saying. And we have to be... That's why we're called followers, whether we're Christian, Muslim, or Hebrew, whatever we are. We're all followers of something because we're not self-created. So don't talk about you don't follow no religion, you don't follow this. You're following something.
That's right.
Because the things you and I do every day are not from an original thought in our mind.
Not one.
Not a single one. Everything we do has been done before.
That's right.
Okay. So don't get caught up in that hype and that. Don't get misled into thinking that we're self-guided.
That's right.
Mhm. So Brother Malik is on the line and he's been holding. Let's talk to Brother Malik. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Malik.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, Dr. Davis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sound very clear. Yes, sir.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. I'm back with Brother Terrence and Dr. Risley.
Alaikum salam.
Shout out to Dr. Risley. I enjoyed that article you did, brother. And the final call on Jacob. That was mean. That was a hot piece, brother. I love that.
Yeah, thank you. It's me, Allah.
Yeah. I'm on you, brother. I'm all over you, Dr. Ridley. I like your work, brother.
Well, I'm all
you
over
you. You bring that fire. I mean, all of us, you know, got something to bring, you know, that gives another perspective. So, I mean, it's, you know, we all got. So
That's
I
right.
I love it when we express, you know, we all express it. Like Dr. Ava, I mean, just I watch your stuff all the time, Dr. Ava. So.
Praise be to him.
But anyway, I wanted to start on the President Obama, and I think the minister made a reference of a Manchurian candidate, and I said, you know, I see why he's dealing with the fall of America, so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad touched on that, and I think that was chapter 32, where he said America is at war with God through God's people, you know, and that's the only way I can explain.
Yeah, there
Dr.
it is.
That's the only way I could possibly explain Barack Obama's actions, you know, because I can understand the politics of this gay stuff. I mean, you're a politician, you gotta mm-hmm. be inclusive, you know what I'm saying? But then to go to a Muslim country and insult them like that,
come on,
I say, you know, only a Manchurian candidate can do that. That dude has got a chip in his brain, and they press buttons. I mean, I'm not making mockery, man.
It looks that way in this second term, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, I can understand you playing. You in your last, you ain't going to have no more, Barack, if you listening, you're not going to be reelected again. It's over, buddy.
Right.
So they don't need to play these games. I mean, you're gonna go to a Muslim country and insult them like I was, and he did it. And that, and see, that's why Africa got to get strong. Because even though we can talk about Saudi Arabia, he wouldn't dare go to Mecca and say nothing like that.
That's right.
Teach.
You know what I'm saying? He would not go to Saudi Arabia. He know not to play that there. Even though them, you know, them brothers, they may not be 100%, but you ain't gonna go there and talk like that, man. That's man. But I just had to, I had to consult the messenger on that one. And not get emotional. I said, what explains this brother's activity? You know what I'm saying? And so that explains that, man, to me. But as far as the Trayvon thing, I think that's a long thing, man. That's a deep subject. But, Dr. Ava, you remember last year, they was going to charge him. And a phone call was made, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
That, see what I'm saying? So what happened? You know what I'm saying? Zimran is Jewish. You know, I always got my eye on the Zionists. His father's a Jew. And I actually had the nerve to say blacks are racist. So, you know, what was that phone call all about? The prosecutors
right.
knew that this was a guilty man. You know, these guys, this is what they do. They knew he was a hothead. He got the 911 call. So there's something very deep underneath this Trayvon thing, as well as he was killed on Master Farah Muhammad's birthday, February 26, 2012.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot sitting underneath this Trayvon thing that we just have to wait and see what Allah's hands is on this, you know. But, you know, that's I think that they're going all out now. This is like they just going all out now. It's like we're going to insult you people to the fullest. We're going to insult Muslims. We're going to use a black president. They got Negroes. I mean, it's an all-out assault, man, right now. So that's a sign that we're definitely at the end, as the panel is saying.
It really is. It really is.
You know, because they just losing their minds right now. I mean, they're just going all out, you know, so. But that's my
And you're right.
And,
as to that phone call, you're exactly right, because one police officer who was at the time the lead investigator is now a uniformed cop on a beat on the night shift. That's that Serino, or I can't recall his name offhand, but he actually compromised the prosecution in his testimony, because he stated on the witness stand that he found Zimmerman credible and believable.
Yeah.
But yet,
yeah. And he was lying.
At the time, they were going to charge until that call came, which clearly came either from the father or other political influential people in the father's circle. That said, don't do this, and he was released that evening because the cops on the scene cuffed him and took him downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
So on the rank and file level, things were starting to proceed as they should, and then all of a sudden it came apart, because all the police need to concern themselves with is probable cause. They're not a judge. They're not a jury. Even if he says it was self-defense, that's not for them to determine.
Right,
all they know
right,
is they got
right.
a body, they got a gun, they got the shooter. So
exactly.
they lock you up, and then you get your lawyer, and you have your arraignment. So
that's
what
right. happens? Right. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. So it's obvious.
Yeah,
that something is deep under. But see, I give much props, man, to the Nation of Islam Research Department. You know what you with the brothers and sisters put together. Because see, what's going to happen is that what y'all put together in those two books, man, is so that is something that has got to be forced into the forefront. And these Zionists are trying to get away from that. And so Allah is really moving things the way He's doing it. He's going to force them to face this, and the world is going to have to actually see the real architecture of the real racial problem. All these problems, y'all, man. That what y'all did with that book, man, is like. But they're trying to, you know, and that's what I see in this Trayvon thing. Because he's a Jew. His father is an admitted Jewish Zionist. And he's clearly
sure.
talking. We racist. Can you believe that? I mean, and I saw him on the stand. And I'm looking at him, I said, oh, man, this, you know. And see, these Zionists, man, they really trying their best to get away from what y'all, from what the family put out there. That's going down in history. And Allah is going to force this, man. They're going to face this. America's going to have to deal with this. And then when this thing is really, really clear, then we're going to sit down and chop up this money, chop up this land, and we're going to do this right. Or they got to deal with the guy.
That's it.
That's
and,
what the message
and
is.
Remember, you just made me remember the minister's time and what must be done. This past week it trended number one.
That's right.
In the United States and number two globally.
Come on.
You know, and so there's just no. I mean, everywhere we turn, everything we see, whether it is positive or negative as an immediate experience, all of it bears witness of the time that we are in, that we are in the fullness of time. And thank you, Brother Malik, so much. And I do want to say I'm so glad Brother Malik mentioned or reminded us that the death of Trayvon at the hands of Zimmerman took place on Savior's Day,
right,
February 26th, and 2/26/2012 resolves to the number 6, which symbolizes time.
Come on.
That's what the and number says. In fact, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, number 6, that's its other name. Its name is time.
And I wanted to bring forth what you mentioned that the minister said. You know, he's trying to help us to see what's going on so we won't be emotional. Now,
yes,
they're playing games. He's bringing forth the truth on them, and they are trying to make us move emotionally. So if they let Trayvon off, they expect black people to explode. And there will be Asian provocateurs trying to start that explosion to give them the excuse to bring out the weapons.
Right.
We don't want
right.
to explode in that manner.
That's
we
right.
want our people to make a conscious decision to study and to move away from these people, but they're trying to make our people explode so they have an excuse to come in and shoot them down.
That's right.
So we must be very careful in terms
very
of how we handle
yeah.
this, because they are trying to get us to act emotionally on a trigger that they're going to, that they're going to pull.
And you know, they said today that it was more of a rumor than a fact, and it's not confirmed that the judge over the case, Judge Nelson, was given a request was made that the verdict, if the verdict came down on a weekend, to wait until a weekday to announce the verdict.
Mm.
You know, so that there'd be fewer people at home to react. And you're right, they're already casting a cloud over us. Here's the most violent country on the earth, most violent history in since history was written. And yet, whenever the people against whom the violence is perpetrated make a sign that they might be resisting it, we're told nonviolence, peace. Don't react. They're running some insulting ad in Florida with teenagers and police in it saying, "Don't react violently." So you're exactly right. We want to be careful and make sure our people understand that is a trap that is being set for us. But we've got Sister. Oh yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Terrence, because you were
It's a couple of points I just wanted to bring
sure.
out so people can really understand some clarity. One of the things that Minister Farrakhan did mention to us when we was in Chicago is that he talked about the youth. Been the youth been those that are involved in a revolution, not just in America, but all over the world. And as we're watching the 50th anniversary on the March on Washington, we look at the history of the civil rights, it's always been about the youth. It's always been about that energy of youth. And I say that because Trayvon Martin, like you said, he touches more people because parents can see their Trayvon Martin, as the President of the United States, President Obama, said, that could have been my son. So not only can you see him as a son, but young people see him as their friend. So a lot of people are taking on to this, and like you said, their emotions are very high. And so this is going to be a very significant case. But the other part, to kind of jump the tracks on the subject, is that I don't want people to really underestimate, and those that know really know, that when you stated that Minister Farrakhan trended number one in the United States and number two across the world, let's understand that the Nation of Islam is a nice size amount of people, but to trend on a global network of millions and billions of people on Twitter, that's not lightly. So for Minister Farrakhan to trend as he did, even though he has a Twitter army, it's not all coming from the Nation. Meaning
not
that
at all.
Just as this show, right, Elevated Places, for those that are listening, this is not a Nation of Islam show. Dr. Ava is an attorney. Dr. Ava is the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But there are many nationalities, many ethnic group ages that listen to the show as well as listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So the enemy hates the fact that the world is listening, and not only are the world listening, but if it's trending, that means that the whole planet at the times of 6 Central to 7 Central, 7 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern, the world is listening to one man, and that's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's very powerful as we start to look at the time and what must be done as we're watching what's on the world stage with Trayvon, and knowing that the world is listening to the guidance of Minister Farrakhan. Whether they agree or not, they are listening. That is why he is considered dangerous and a threat. And anyone that rose up that can galvanize the masses of the people was seen as a threat and was taken out. As we look at our brother Michael Jackson, who could galvanize the world with his music,
right,
Minister Farrakhan has galvanized the world based off the technology of our enemy, but
right,
it has been now used for good.
That's right. Well said. We're going to go to Washington, D.C., to Sister Joella. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Joella.
Alaikum salam, my beloved sister. Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to let you know that we are, like you said, we are in a fight, but by the help of Allah, we're going to win. We are surely going to win. And what we're seeing is that just what Dr. Ridgely said in terms of when everything was taken away from the enemy, Master Farrakhan took everything except the language. And this is what we're seeing in the courtroom today, where they are using words that will throw our people off, because just like you said, there were things where he should have stayed in that car. There was no reason why he should have gotten out of that car. So they're trying to let that be something that's subtle, that he was trying to find a street. The other thing is that when you were talking about him lying to Hannity, saying that he did not know anything about whatever it is that self-defense.
Stand your ground.
Whatever,
yes.
Right, that's exactly it. So what happened, Sister Ava, with the DNA part of it? Because if Trayvon was on top of him, there was some blood on the pictures that they showed of him. Wouldn't that be evidence of him, Trayvon, hitting him? And why did they not take the DNA from him? So where is all that connecting to getting him to have a lesser sentence? And so I'm going to get off,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm just going to say thank you so much for this show. Thank you, Brother Ridgely, and Brother, can't think of my brother's name now.
Terrence.
But thank,
yes.
Terrence. Thank you, Brother Terrence, and thank all of the Elevated Places, people who work hard, and we will surely win. Assalamu alaikum.
Beautiful points. Real quick, I'm so glad Sister Joella brought up some of those points. The point about the DNA, Trayvon, who supposedly beat Zimmerman to a bloody pulp and was quote armed with a sidewalk that he he slammed Zimmerman's head. I mean, that's literally what the defense lawyer said. He was armed with
now.
A sidewalk.
Come
and
on
he
now.
Slammed, I mean, they're just out there. He slammed his head against concrete. Now, listen to this, 25 times. I mean, your head would be smashed into a pulp. But look at this. As Sister Joella raised, see, Trayvon's hands were completely clean.
Come on.
There was nothing of George Zimmerman on Trayvon.
Hmm. Come on.
Now, my husband raised a great point, because every time I bring up the toxicology and I say these cops didn't do a toxicology blood test on Zimmerman, but they did, and he said, how do you know they didn't do it? They're just saying there is none.
See.
How do we know they didn't do one, but the results would have supported a conviction? Now, it's being whispered, but it didn't come up in the trial. And again, here's the prosecution who, through discovery and the right kind of argument, should have been able to go after that. But they're saying in the media that Zimmerman has attention deficit disorder. He takes certain prescription medications. And, you know, some of these medications that people are given for attention deficit disorder create anxiety. They create, hallucination.
Mm.
Thoughts of suicide, homicide, depression. They wanted to, and got from the judge, clearance to introduce the test results on Trayvon, that there were trace amounts of marijuana, THC, the main chemical in marijuana, that there were traces of that in his blood. They won that motion, but they never brought it up. And I believe the reason they didn't bring it up is because they listen to people also. They have staff listening to the shows. And everybody was talking about the fact that people that smoke marijuana don't kill people. They all they want to do is eat and go
That's
to sleep.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And, you know, so I think they thought that over, because they were
right.
trying to portray Trayvon as a delinquent. You know, he was suspended from school because he had some marijuana on him. And I think after they got in touch with the culture of America and realized that 60% of Americans either smoke it or have somebody in the family or circle of friends that smokes it, and that it is not known for making anyone aggressive. It's if anything, it slows down the reaction. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say he was high on marijuana, but he's pummeling this man into the sidewalk. But I just thought that was important that she brought that out, these DNA tests. There was no sign or indication. If you attack somebody and they fight you back, there's going to be skin. Their skin is on
right.
yours. Their blood
That's right.
is on you.
One.
There's no such thing as you being completely clean.
That's right.
So it meant that this deadly struggle where George Zimmerman supposedly pulled a gun out of his waistband from behind in a last-ditch effort to save himself, I don't believe that even happened. Oh,
Not
you know even. What? I got a note from Sister LaDonna that the defense actually said at some point today they've been listening to media.
Mm.
See, so I know they well, heard that, because that was an extensive conversation that was on every show when they won that motion. But let's take some more calls. We got a whole bunch of them. We're down to, can you believe, 30 minutes? Brother Muhammad has a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Walaikum salam, beloved.
Good to have you on.
It's my pleasure.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, you were talking about Barack Obama earlier.
Yes, sir.
And people don't realize if you do some research. I saw some research that said Obama is really Barack Bush. He's a black Bush because his mother is related to the Bush family.
Oh, Lord.
And he was chosen. Presidents are chosen 40 years before they hit the office. And he was selected because, like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, he's the smart button that America has hit. The power elite would bring him up if they saw everything go to hell like it has, especially with the investment bankers losing all the money on Wall. Yes, ma'am. And America is it's an acronym for attack, murder, enslave, rape, incarcerate, conquer Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that play out. And yes, ma'am. And when you were talking about Lot's wife being turned into a pillar of salt. Salt comes from a Latin word, sol. And in Roman times, salt was the money of Rome. That's how people were paid.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and that's okay. where the word salary comes from.
Yes, very valuable. That yeah, it was the medium of exchange.
Yes, ma'am. Salary. And what is your salary? Salary is what white folks pay you. So Lot's wife went back to what white folks pay you.
Go ahead. Answer it up.
And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. See, one time the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that we as black people, we express ourselves in terms of white folks, and it's killing us. If anybody, Christian, Muslim, Jew, agnostic, devil worshiper, it doesn't matter. If you turn to Leviticus 20:13 in the Bible, God said, if somebody practices homosexuality, kill them and leave the blood on their body for everybody to see.
Mm.
And when I go to work at arenas, I work Justin Bieber and Beyonce here lately. There's nothing coming there but homosexuals. People don't realize the greatest death penalty case in the history of the world was not for murder. It was not for rape. It was for the practice of homosexuality in Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's right.
And so America, by legalizing homosexual marriage, they signed their own death warrant.
Yes, they did.
And they think it's a joke. It's not a joke. And Trayvon is just a modern lynching, like you referred to earlier.
It is.
This man is a baby killer. Trayvon was 150 pounds soaking wet. This man is 200 pounds. And
armed with a 9mm.
Right. And then you see the... you see the setup. You have an all-white woman jury. Why no men? Because
yeah, it's in your face.
Right. Because like the Honorable, the Holy Quran says, soon their motive will be seen. It's
right.
Like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us. There's no men there because women on this jury are emotional, and they're playing on their emotions. To save this white man that lynched this little black boy to gain acceptance into white society.
Mm.
That was his
obvious goal. And they're a cover. They're also a cover.
Right.
See, we'll see in the wake of this, the fact that they're women is a firewall that creates it almost automatically immobilizes the community from coming at them. And the messenger also said, in the last days, the white man would throw his woman at you. And we thought that was limited to
beautiful,
sexuality.
Beautiful.
See?
Right.
But it means in every way. And that's
exactly
what a coward does. He'll put his that remember that movie New Jack City? When Wesley Snipes, he grabbed a baby, a female little girl, and held her up to protect himself from bullets.
Right.
And that is what you're dealing with. And you're exactly right. This nothing in this is happenstance.
Well, Sister Minister, you were teaching so beautifully one time, and I think it was on the little white girl actress, and you had made a point. You said that people can't see, white people aren't able to see the punishment of a white girl and sending a white girl to jail. Casey
Anthony.
Right. And they bring the woman in when they want to soften things.
Precisely.
And see, Article 1.
They got a
woman judge.
White female judge, five white women, and then to show you how insulting and crazy they are, and then we're going to move on to the next call, but you're going to keep referring to this sixth female as a minority. What are you talking about? When's the last time you heard somebody called a minority in that kind of context? If she was black, they'd say five whites, one black.
Yeah. Like the Honorable Minister.
What is she really? Is she just the sixth white woman? But
right.
You want to give this facade of color somewhere? Because they knocked off every black potential juror. The defense just knocked them off. And
right.
The judge let them do it.
And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, he described that as the fig leaf on Adam. People,
there it is.
What's the meaning of a fig leaf? A fig leaf is what Adam used to cover his shame, and that's what they're doing. May I make one more point?
Yes, sir.
I'd like everybody in the listening audience to go to MAFA, MAAFA. It's a video on YouTube, and it talks about how from 1972 to now, 400 million black people have been killed and murdered in America through abortions. MAAFA, YouTube.
Okay. Yes, sir. And that's a whole another show. I got something to add to that, but that fact I didn't know. And thank you, Brother Muhammad. And I know that we were on a long time with you, but I know the callers will agree. You have fed us very well.
Well,
I'm sitting here like a student taking notes.
I'm just a reflection of a beautiful black goddess like yourself.
Thank you so much. All praises
to
Allah.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad.
All praises to Allah.
And call us again. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. That was a great call. We got Carlos is on from Baton Rouge, and let's get his mic open. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Carlos. Yes, yes, sir.
Alaikum salam. I'm more proactive than not reactionary, which I always figure everybody in the Nation of Islam is supposed to be. We're a proactive mindset. Not a
yes,
reactive
sir.
Mindset. And what I'm seeing, and I mean to say what I'm saying, is I feel we're letting ourselves down. We're letting the minister down. We have people, we're an open organization, and you can just come in here, but you cannot come in here and plot on the minister. Understand what I'm saying. And the minister in his meeting called out last week, but what we're seeing, why I'm saying we're letting ourselves down, is if we're in a city and the mere mention of Farrakhan can, like you were talking about before, can trend something, make something go viral. This man's life is always at a constant threat. And we need to do more as a group in our city where we are with the phone in our hand, with the mouse in our hand, to reassure this government that this man is not by himself. This is not going to be an easy one to pick off. And
right.
It really bothers me. A lot of people don't like to hear that in here. I heard you say one time, and I love listening to you. You said it's fear masquerading as humility.
Yes, sir.
And you hit it bullseye, and we're doing the same thing. The people follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They follow the minister. We have always set the tone in this country. We were the push behind the whole civil rights thing in the 60s. And
that's right.
If we get on the phone and jam up these Tom sellout media black people, that it's like the WWF, they're acting like they're standing for black and they're standing for right, and they're really not. Just like this whole Trayvon Martin thing, it's a joke. It's a scam. They're so busy trying to portray poor little Trayvon. He didn't raise his hand to the violent black male, everybody's been talking about. If someone pulls a gun on you, and you don't have a gun, if he had all of his teeth, if Zimmerman had all of his teeth knocked out of his mouth, it would have been completely justified. You stalked a man out of your car, down the south, and it didn't go the way you wanted, and you shot him.
That's exactly right.
We just need to beat that so strong. I haven't heard anyone say through a year since it's been going on, they have not belabored the point. They're so busy trying to prove to white folk, no, we're not violent. See, they want the white population to sympathize with Trayvon as if that ever made any difference. They don't feel anything for us. And I just think we need to, as individuals, the minister's doing what he's doing, but there's nothing stopping the thousands of us that are in the nation from picking up the phone and picking up the mouse and just reiterating and reflecting the idea and jamming these people up and calling them to a point. I mean, they're taking, I don't want to say their names, you know, per se, but everyone knows who the black people are that's supposed to lead the black population. And it's a WWF thing going on. They're acting like they're fighting, and they're really not. You know, they want integration. They've given us what we wanted, and it's getting worse. And they've taken their right to vote. They've taken their right to vote. Everything, just like you all said before, the moon forming, they've owned up to that. Now they're saying low calorie intake, you know, which is what the messenger is talking about, how they need to live. And once everything is proven true, the book is expired.
And exactly.
And we're at that point right now. So I don't know at which point, you know, are we going to – us. I'm not talking about the population. I'm talking about us inside here. I just don't.
Understood. You're right.
Like, you know, it's like I'm just chained. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's too quiet, and it can't be nothing but what he said last week, and I don't like it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, yes, sir.
I challenge everybody. If it's quiet in your city, where it shouldn't be quiet anymore. We run a TV show down here for 6 years. We had the whole southern part of the state. Now it's going to be coming back on the Internet. But I'm just one person doing this just myself and one or two other brothers. I mean, we have thousands of us here, and it doesn't take much. But our silence is our doom.
Well,
I mean, we have a
yes, sir. Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, you're raising a key, crucial truth that we have to face. And, you know, we do have signs of life in the sense that, for example, someone referred to earlier the work done by the research department, which really formed, when we say Nation of Islam Research Department, that's not like some managerial positions were allotted and somebody was told, well, go and do this. No, some brothers in the nation, standing and watching their leader under attack, decided, we know he's speaking the truth, so let's just go find evidence to support
right.
what he's saying, because faith is first. It comes before complete knowledge. So either we're following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan or we're not. And so they, as black men following this man, went to work. And they dug up what became two volumes of probably the seminal project of the century to help bring in a new world, because as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in Theology of Time, we can't bring in the new world until Satan is exposed. And so that really helped, that gave the minister that tool, that ammunition that he needed to come at the secular world. And these brothers, among them Dr. Ridgely, always can show you where Jewish scholars have said these things, have written. This is not us just slandering somebody. This is their own history of what
That's
they
right.
have done and continue to do to us. And we have to do, as you're saying, Brother Carlos, if it's quiet in your sphere or your city, you got to get up and speak up. See, now it's time to go out in the highways and byways. We will be held accountable for going on jobs and going among family and not saying anything.
That's right.
About
That's right.
this
yeah.
ultimate truth. The first week after the Trayvon Martin murder came to our attention, when I came out on the rostrum at Mas Mariam, the first thing I taught on is that Trayvon, if anybody would have had a right to interject, stand your ground, had he lived, it would have been him. Because he had every right. And I love what Brother Carlos is saying. See, these mealy-mouthed, scared, punk, sissy, coward Negro leaders, but Allah is clearing the deck of it, that after all this, they're still talking about jobs and integration. Go away. Away with you. You know, I mean, you might as well tell me to try to become a leper. You know, I don't
that
want
is.
What you want for me. You know, I don't want a white husband. You know, maybe Kanye fell for that. You know, you're going to marry a woman that her claim to fame is being a whore?
Come on.
Because she's white?
Exactly. Come on.
And the messenger told you 50 years ago when it was against the law to marry a white woman
Come
in
on.
The United States. He told you when it was against the law that this beast was going to give you this nasty woman.
That's right.
In the end, he will trade sex for power.
That's right.
You know, he was hanging you over this funky, nasty woman of his.
Right.
Now he's throwing her naked at you. You can't even turn on the Today Show without her naked self.
Yeah.
In your face. And then for you to go for it? This is ridiculous. You know, so yes, you're right. We need to, we got to go past now the, that's right, you know, teach.
Yes.
And we better get out here and make sure somebody's saying that to us. That's right, since we know what we know.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, really. And they're saying they don't know what to do if it comes back, the verdict comes. First of all, they've killed at least 300 people like that around the country since Trayvon. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. We did some of that on one of our shows.
Exactly.
That's every day. It's
that's
just that
day.
His family pushed it. That's the only
right.
way you know
yeah.
about these things is that the victim had, and you see it every time. If the
and
victim
they
has
they
a family,
to,
that will push it. That's the only way it becomes known.
And they say they don't know what to do. They know exactly what to do.
Yes,
what
they
you
do.
Is
sure
do. They, you, that's like they say, follow the money. You don't like the way the Jews will tell you quick, well, we don't do business with people who are anti-Semitic. Well, since the bank that pays the police department and let them contaminate all that evidence, well, you can do what you want to do, and we're going to do what we want to do. Just
there
give me all that black that's in that bank, and not just in Florida, but nationwide. And once we put one of them in the basement on the stock market in a 24-72-hour cycle and destroy the company, oh, just give me my money. Just you
that's right.
pay the police department in Sanford, Florida, wherever this city is, or
yes,
they finance all their city projects, just give me my money. If it's Chase, if it's whichever one of the banks it is, just black people nationwide, just we don't like it. We didn't dig the way it happens. Just like dope dealers in the street. My company I have, I deal with criminals in the court system. And it's very quiet. If a drug dealer wants to stop beef amongst lower-level drug dealers, he's going to threaten one of them, and that's going to kill that. So
yes,
we just take the money away from the bank that financed the police department and their city projects. We're not mad.
Yes, sir.
We're not angry.
And yes, sir.
My money. And
that's
not
right. We're going to – we got to move on, Brother Carlos.
Yes,
but
appreciate
you're talking – what you're saying, you're giving a real-life palpable example of separation.
That's right.
You know, pool our resources and keep it
give me my money.
For ourselves.
That's right.
And, you know, Sister, our program director, Sister Rona, sent me a text reminding me that we had Brother Tracy Martin, Trayvon's father, on the Elevated Places shortly after his son was so brutally killed. And, you know, she reminded me that this Zimmerman, which couldn't come out in the trial because he wouldn't get up on the stand. So they couldn't bring out, he has a history of domestic violence with ex-girlfriends or wives. He has fought the police. He's gotten in fights with the police.
Come on.
Okay, so if he can be charged with resisting arrest, speeding, all of these things, what chance would a black child have?
That's right. Point
and see, all of this poppycock about he must have been innocent because he talked to the police without a lawyer. His daddy's a lawyer. He hangs out with the police. And he was freely talking because he never dreamed in 90 million years he would be charged.
At all.
That's right.
Not his
white
mindset.
People are furious that there's a trial.
Period.
That's what black people better understand. But we're down to 6 minutes. We've got Sister Adina, and I want to say to our callers, thank you all so much. I know I've done it. I've really talked too much. But I'm just off the farm today, Dr. Richard. You got to bring me back on the farm. Sister Adina, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I have a question, and it's kind of off topic, but kind of not. Yesterday I was watching a YouTube that you did with, I think, Sister Charlene from The Final Call, and you
okay.
were talking about the black woman. And in the talk, you said something about, well, the interview, about how black women have taken on the attributes of Caucasian women, being vindictive and nasty and jealous. And I always think about that when dealing with black women sometimes, and I was wondering if you had any pointers or anything that you can share with how we can get out of that, because I know for myself when I go to the grocery store or out, I'll try to, you know, smile at other black women or, you know, speak, and sometimes they speak back and other times they just look at me like I'm crazy. So I was wondering if you had any advice or any pointers that we could use to be more loving to one another or be less like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Totally. And the short version of the answer is self-acceptance, loving self. Because once you keep working on a more self. Then when we see each other, we see self. Because one of the callers quoted the minister earlier, or it might have been Dr. Rizzi or Brother Terrence, or one of the callers quoted the minister as saying that we express ourselves in terms of white people, and it's killing us. And so we over 400 years have begun that we see ourselves through their perception of us. And that's why we don't speak. That's why we look at each other crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's why you had Samuel Jackson playing the character in Django, the slave running out the house. What's this nigga doing on a nag?
That's right.
See, Leonardo DiCaprio owns a plantation. He's trying to speak to Samuel Jackson. I'm back. I'm, you know, your owner, your boss or something. Yeah, I see you there, but I got a question. Why is this nigga on this horse? See, it's upsetting him that the white man allowed one of his own kind. And that's the biggest thing that Master Farah Muhammad said, the scope of his teachings is six words: accept your own and be yourself. So we have to start with that, and it will happen. So thank you, Sister Adina. We're down to 3 minutes, but guess who's next? Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Salam.
Walaikum salam. Oh, family, this is really, really, really a good one. Look, I'll be very brief. As far as the trial, and you mentioned some things that were really profound, Dr. Ava, the prosecutor, Bernie Della Ronda,
yes,
he has given the information and the recitation of what Trayvon said about he is one of those a-holes, and then he was one of those effing punks. Now, he's given that in court. I was listening to the trial, and I got it downloaded.
Yes,
but
sir,
there's another side that bothers me. I feel that these two attorneys have sat down in some dark, smoke-filled room and come up with a methodology where this guy kind of gets a slap on the wrist. I'm talking about
Zimmerman,
the German Jew, not the Mexican.
Right.
And they have cut a deal. I'm just convinced of that. I am totally convinced of that. And one more thing about our beloved Jesus in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he is trending the entire world now. They're looking at him a lot differently than they've ever been before. I mean, Jamaica, Haiti, Istanbul, they're worried about London, England even, because London, England now has over 300 mosques in it. That's why you don't hear about London, England anymore.
Right.
So all of this is coming down to a showdown, the time and what must be done, and I'm just so elated that I'm on board. Thank you so much.
We are elated that you're on board.
Dr. Ridgely. Just a quick question. Dr. Ridgely, how far is the Gardner Ridgely from the Savannah River?
What now?
Isn't there a Savannah
is
River
the
close
Garden
to you?
Of Ridgely.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what it is.
Savannah River is about 4 hours.
I love it.
Is that the closest water to you?
No, we have the Flint River is the closest one, and we have a creek, Kitchafuni Creek, that runs right through the farm, at the edge of the farm.
Okay, I'm asking you that. I'm going to get back with you on some, because there might be something that you could obtain pro bono if you're doing what you're doing and close to water. But I'll get with you on that later.
Okay.
Well, we're down to 60 seconds, so we're going to continue this next week. And by
all
next
right.
week, we should have a verdict, everybody. Thank you,
that's
Dr.
Right.
Salam, Dr. Ridley,
all right.
Brother
Terrence.
Walaikum Salam, sir. Sister LaDonna Muhammad, our IT specialist. Sister Rona Muhammad, our
thank
program
you for listening
director. And Brother
participating
Bobby.
In Elevated
Thank
Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.